Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back.
Welcome to our show for the...
For the time being.
For the time being, yes. At some point it'll stop.
I imagine there will be a reboot.
There will be a reboot, you know, they'll
get a fresher face cast.
Yes, they will. They'll bring in a new set of two old people to fill our shoes.
Maybe relocate it from, say, Seattle to Los Angeles or something like that.
That's it. As you know, we do record in Seattle.
well, that's what happened with the Fraser man.
It did, correct.
Brendan Fraser,
that's
wasn't it?
Yes.
He's off there.
He did, yes. That's a current topic. Well
it
done.
Is.
Yes. And,
sometimes I have them.
Yes, I've seen them.
But anyway, yes, welcome back to another installment of your... Dearly beloved show,
yes,
Les and Phil,
yes,
Radio Drive Time for blah blah blah.
That's it. A well-known show amongst friends,
yes, indeed, yes.
And amongst enemies too.
It's infamous.
We've been getting plenty of emails over the week about that.
Many death threats, I've found.
Quite a few death threats,
which is surprising, seeing as you know we've survived death many a time.
We have, yes, particularly.
People should know we're invincible.
We are. We get revived. With vigor.
With vigor, we come back stronger.
We do.
You know what? We're a bit like a hydra.
We are like
Hail hydra, hey?
Wow, hail hydra.
Cut one head off, two grow back.
Yes, we are both hydras.
We're both back.
Hydrae. We are back and we have...
We do have two heads.
Yeah, we do.
I can attest to that.
I've seen both of you.
One of them is a bit more private than the other.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So you can keep that head to yourself.
Which one are you talking about?
Oh, the one on top?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, this one. That's right. Mine. That's no one else's.
No, exactly.
The other one I share with Margaret.
Yes, I've seen. Yes, the helmet.
You've seen me share it with Margaret?
I have.
Oh, that's that little peephole in our adjoining rooms at Retirement Village.
Yes, it is.
Of course.
Yes. But it's a pretty big peephole. It's just a sliding door, mate. I do keep it open.
That's true. Let the air out.
That's it.
Let the stank out.
That's it. Yes. Wait, we're talking about the door or Margaret here?
A bit of both.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah. So, Phil, what have you been doing this week?
What have I been doing? Well, Phil, you've been watching me, what I've been doing
this week. Know what you've been doing, but the listener wants to know.
No, I don't know. Look, honestly, it's been a bumper week.
Yeah.
It has been a bumper week.
What have you done this week?
Well, let me tell you what I've done this week.
Normally you ask me first, so you get a little
No, this week it's been a bumper week,
yes.
And I say that deliberately.
All right.
Because for a good 6/7 of the week, I was stuck in a bumper cart nightmare. Now, we went down to that little Le Mans track in Dandenong, I think it is.
Yes, yes, just on the off the
just
big,
off the East Link, I think.
That's the one, yes.
And my goodness, when I sat down in that bumper cart, it was snug.
Yes,
and then you know when you're you've got say a set from IKEA. Or perhaps, a flat pack, and you're assembling it, and it all clicks together. And when it clicks together, that's when you know it's fitting and it's stuck together.
Yes.
That's what happened when I sat in the bumper car.
No.
I clicked into it,
and
I could not get out.
Oh, geez Louise.
So what I had to do was just race. So I raced for 6 days straight. They had moving refuels.
Yes.
So, normally there's a pit stop, but no. We were refueling.
Right,
a mid-air.
Yeah,
RAAF. That's the one, like a 747.
That's it.
I almost said a different number. Associated with air, but not an aeroplane.
Oh, cool.
But yes, a 747, something like that. Mid-air refuel.
Mid-track.
Now,
can I pause it here, for some clarification? You started this story saying...
It's a bumper week.
Yes, and you're stuck in a bumper car.
Yes.
But here you're racing on the Le Mans track.
By the fifth day, I thought, this is very boring.
Yes.
I'm very slow. The adage of slow and steady... Let me tell you, did not win the race.
No,
I was dead last every time. So I thought, I'm going to take out as many people as I can. If I'm stuck in here, I may as well make the most of it.
Absolutely.
So I bumped into everyone and I sent at least 12 children to the hospital.
Wow. Yeah, well, it's been a big week. Can I confirm you were in a go-kart or a bumper car on the track?
Everything's a bumper cart if you put your mind to it.
That's true, I suppose. Yes. Well, yes, I did notice you going for a little while, but sometimes, you know.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Who was in your room?
Oh, that's probably Fernando.
Yes, your Spanish.
Our dear friend Fernando. Yes. He's very good with cleaning.
So I've heard.
He cleans the pipes.
He certainly does. Yeah. Cleans them right out. He's the pool man.
Yeah, he's a good pool man. He's a good pool boy.
Your billiards.
Brings his own tools as well.
Does he? Jeez, he's good at Fernando.
No, at bargain price.
And that tan. He's well tanned.
Oh, yes. So tanned. And so mysteriously oily. He seems to be always oiled.
And chiselled in many spots.
Very chiselled.
Yes.
But that was because of an injury, because of his last job.
Oh, I see. Yeah, makes sense. He got confused.
That's why he gave it up.
Yes.
He got chiselled too many times.
Yeah, I can imagine. He was getting confused between his statue work and himself.
Yes. This is true. He's a bit of an Adonis.
Yeah. It's an Adonis. He was nude the whole time when he was around.
Well, yes, you know, you might have heard of the expression, never nudes.
Yes.
He's an always nude.
An always nude.
Yes.
Right.
So that's what he does.
Yes.
They're also called nudists, I believe. Yeah. There is a common word for that.
Now, see, the ists at the end of a word, I would put that down as being, I suppose it's a good thing. Like a biologist and a nudist. A racist.
You kind of get the... It's kind of the gist of it, isn't it?
It is. A gist.
The gist of the ist.
Yes. It's an interesting...
What
suffix.
About a racist?
Well, just saying the other things seem like they are related to someone that is connected to a group of things.
Oh,
like,
but it's a bit of an oxymoron.
Plenty of oxymorons in the racist community.
Indeed. Lots of morons. Oxymorons.
Yes.
Sorry, my apologies.
Yes, that's fair.
Not enough oxygen.
No.
Too many morons.
That's it. Yes. That's racism for you.
That's it.
We solved it here first.
Break it down and it's solved. Thank you. Yes. Send the check to our studios.
Yes, at Locked Bag 127.
Wallaby Way,
Sydney. Yes. Send it by fish. It'll get here faster.
Tell me, what have you been up to?
I was hoping you'd forget about me.
No, never forget. I'm just a bit slow.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's been a less busy week for me this week. I was a little bit of a loss as to where you were, so I kind of just was waiting for you to get home, really.
I see.
We had planned our Dungeons & Dragons week, and I had set up the scenario.
The scenario,
I've set that up.
What was it going to be?
Were
we saving it for another time?
No, I'm happy to divulge. Just watch me bullshit my way through this.
Tell me, Dungeon Master.
Yes, well...
I'm going to roll a 20.
I'd set up the dice tower.
Yeah.
And I'd set that up from, you know how in the shower we've got the little seat that we
There was a
on.
Tower in the shower.
Well, let me finish my goddamn story, Philip. Now, there was a tower in the shower, and what I'd set up is from the railing where you pull across the net, where, you know, the net, but the shower.
Well, I
curtain.
Mean, I know you and Lynette have a shower together
a lot of
the time.
Yes.
I mean, I don't want to know what's being pulled or not
whilst
in the shower.
I'll tell you.
But you mean
tell
the
you
screen.
In the shower screen.
Yes, the shower screen.
That there. So what I'd done was I'd undone the rings.
Yes.
Of that, and I'd stack the rings together.
Yes.
And I'd sawn a little hole. Can you say sawn? Sword.
Sword? Yes. Cut.
Thank you. A hole in this tower that I'd created.
Yes.
And then I got myself a six-sided die.
Oh, yes. Standard.
The standard one.
Yes. Not one of those ones where the number one's replaced with, I don't know, the Harry Potter logo.
No. Absolutely not.
A lightning bolt.
Exactly. No. So this is on the, let's say, Monday of the week.
Monday of the week, yes.
So I'd set this tower up. The dice, as I was saying, the die, I then just kind of flicked a couple of bits off the die, you know?
Yeah, shaved it. Yeah.
And there's a guy in your room who helped me chisel it off.
Fernando, yes.
Fernando, that was his name. That was him, yeah, I remember him now. So he helped me set up the dice tower. Now, the scenario, We were, I'd set it in a medieval forest.
Oh, yes.
As that is my only understanding of the game.
Yes.
And do you set a time period?
Oh, I think it can be...
Contemporary?
It can be whatever you want it to be.
Well, I did it in the Ottawa Rangers.
Oh, the Otway Rangers.
No, the Ottawa.
Ottawa Rangers. Yes. Oh, I thought we were going local. No, we're going far away.
Yes, quite.
To the mysterious lands of Canada.
That's it. Do they have... Yeah, anyway, that's where I said it. And I decided I would be a sage.
Oh, yes.
Came in as a herb, as you know.
Very good.
Buttered. And fried off quickly and then popped on some pasta.
Oh, yummy.
Delicious. I thought, that's the character I want to be.
Indeed.
And so I thought, what a great idea to be...
Skill points there. That you know, fills your tum.
Well, it filled my time, filled my victory points, skill points. I was sustained.
Natty 20.
Now, let's go to Tuesday. So I've set it up. I'm waiting for you.
Yep.
As you know, we set Tuesday.
Tuesday's about lap 417.
Yeah,
yes.
It would have been. Yeah. Now that I think, because you were going on Sunday, weren't you?
Yes. Sunday, yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
Friday.
Yeah, right. Not Saturday, though.
No, I got out on Saturday. Yeah. They cut me out because of the jaws of life.
That's good of them.
They ran out of petrol.
That's why there was no show last week, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is not relevant for the podcast.
No, of course not.
It is for us.
It's just a constant stream on the podcast, isn't it?
It's a constant stream. Constant stream.
Yeah, that takes me back.
Yeah, it takes me to right now, Matt. Yes. Anyway, where was I going with this?
Save it for when you're in the toilet, though. Don't do it here.
I can't help it, mate. That is a constant stream.
Actually.
Yes. So Tuesday, I've set up the board, the D&D board, and I'm sitting at the table. I've got the Doritos out,
and you're doing your damnedest.
Well, I'm trying. So obviously, the net left during the day because she does not want to be affiliated with that show.
Nope.
That show, that game. I apologise.
Yes.
And so I'm sitting at the table with the Doritos and the sour cream and the guac. And the salsa, although the salsa is still in the fridge. I decided to leave the salsa in the fridge so that the sour cream would be the one that gets warmer.
I actually like warm
sour cream.
Oh, exactly. Really brings out the sourness.
Oh, it does. Yes.
And you know when you get that little, the murky water?
Yes.
That's,
the top.
Oh, delicious.
Now that I pop straight in the cup.
Just drink it up. Yum.
So here I am sitting at the table with the snacks out and no Philip, and I'm thinking to myself, what's going on here? Where is he? So I went, obviously, and I had a look through the peep door, and that's where I thought I saw you, because I recognised the back, and I thought, that's Philip's back. Yeah, okay, well, he's just, you know, he's busy. So I waited again, and lo and behold, here I am. Come Wednesday, I've been sat at the table for near 24 hours, which I'm impressed. I was like, gee, Phil,
it's a long time to be sitting.
Yeah,
especially because of your restless leg syndrome.
Oh, they are very restless. Well, actually, my torso was still, but my legs weren't.
I see.
They were going like
someone dancing
like
in a chair.
Like a wankle rotary engine.
A what?
You heard me.
Oh, goodness.
They go on. Oh, I see. But here I was, sat there at the table. Anyway, skip forward to Wednesday. You wanted a full rundown, didn't you?
Well, I'm getting it.
Yes. So Wednesday comes around, and I decided to go looking for you properly.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, on the East Link, where there's that little hotel, the very narrow hotel.
Oh, yes.
I went there. That was my first place I thought to check.
That's your favourite venue of mine.
Well, that's it. I thought you could be there. Now, I went in, and lo and behold, you weren't there.
No.
But do you know who was?
I'm guessing the bartender.
The bartender was there, yes. Who was at the bar?
I don't know. Perhaps it was the Shining Man.
Yes.
Jack Nicholson.
Yes, that's it. And here's a little clip that I recorded when I was there with me and Jack. And he was pretty excited to see me. Anyway, it's a bit of a scoop, so have a listen to this. Hello, Jack. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
I'll see you later, Jackie. So that was the little clip. Got to meet Jack there, which is pretty exciting.
I remember you've met many a celebrity like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you for bringing the little snippet in.
That's good.
How did you get out?
How'd I get out of the hotel?
Yeah, because, you know, they say... What do they say about that hotel? They say, you know, you can check out
plenty
any time.
Of rooms, yes.
But you may never leave.
And that was the thing. I spent the next couple of days there, which was quite lovely.
You probably spent Thursday, Friday there too.
I did. But here's the thing. You know who else was there?
Who?
You won't believe this.
Was it Dan Andrews?
It was Dan Andrews who was there.
And of course, Dan Andrews.
Yeah, he was there. Good guess. And so I decided to record a little conversation with him too. So here's that little clip. I'll play that 1 second. Oh, g'day, Dan. How are you?
Yeah, wonderful. Thanks.
Great. So there's my little clip from Dan. And in the, I went upstairs, obviously, and in rooms in six, what was it, six?
1408.
1408.
Yeah, yes. That's it.
That's how we do our numbers. 61,408, but 61408 is what it was. And so I knocked on the door thinking, this is where Phil normally stays. So that's what it sounded like.
Knocky on the door.
And you know what? Rather than me tell you who was there, I'm going to play the clip because I recorded it. Have a listen to this. Yeah, Phil, are you in there? Hello, Phil? Phil? Philip? Phil, buddy, are you in there? Yeah, lots of laughter.
No, we know him.
Who's that?
Oh, Consuela.
Consuela, what are you doing in there?
Oh, no, I just do the clean.
Oh, I see. Well, is Philip here?
No, Mr. Philip, he not in today.
When did you see him last, good
sir? Oh, he's stuck in go-kart.
In the go-kart?
In the go-kart, yeah. Broom, broom. Okay, bye.
Oh, okay. See ya.
I need to clean.
So that was when I saw Consuela. Very good pickup, yes. Anyway, I stayed, as you know, a couple of nights. Now, skip forward to Saturday. I go down to the Le Mans.
And I was out.
Well, that was the thing. I went there.
This is sliding doors moments. We're just missing
I looked
other.
For you in sliding doors. But that
well,
was,
yes,
was,
of course. Was, I wasn't
there. Rodolfo. What's his name? Alfonso. Ricardo.
Fernando.
So I went to Le Mans, and I had a quick game of VR shoot 'em up.
Oh, yep.
Pretty good. Halo.
Love that. Yeah. Yep. VR shoot 'em up.
Yeah. And I said, you will not believe who I saw there.
Oh, my goodness.
In fact, I won't even introduce them. I'll just play the clip. G'day, mate. How are you?
Oh, wow. Great to see you, Les.
Owen Wilson.
Wow. You know my name.
Of course I know your name, Owen Wilson. You're a celebrity. Are you impressed?
Wow. Yeah.
And look who's with you.
Yeah, it's my dog.
Marley.
Yeah, she's my companion. Ruff.
So there's a little clip I got of Owen and his dog, Marley.
Yeah,
wonderful. Good that I managed to get the woof in.
Yeah, well, I mean, Marley's as big a celebrity as Owen.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
What a large dog.
I know.
6'2", I'd say.
I know. And I
would have thought a name like Clifford would have been better.
You'd think so. But alas, Owen did say one thing to me, which...
That wasn't captioned.
Well, it was captioned, but I'll show you what he said.
Oh, wow. Hey, Phil.
Yeah, yes. What's up?
Oh, hey, Les.
Hey.
That's me. You want to know something?
Oh, yeah, shoot. When shoot, Howard Wilson.
When I go to bed with my dog, I say, Molly, give me a cuddle. And Molly says, well, Molly just says, oh, bow, wow, wow. But I know that means, Owen, you want a Molly spoon?
So that's what I captured.
Wonderful. Wonderful. That, I wonder if she's got other bits of crockery as well. Maybe Marley's fork, knife, collect the whole set.
Well, I didn't ask, actually.
Ah, that's probably for the best.
Anyway, that's what I've been up to this week. Should we go and find out what other people have been doing this week? Bless you. I think we should.
Yes, let's have a little metro whip around.
It's a special week, as you know, this week. It is what we'd like to call Spicy Week.
Indeed. Well, it's internationally renowned.
International Spicy Day.
Exactly.
So we've actually got a couple of good questions for our spicy callers. If you are a spicy caller, call up.
Call us now on our number. What is our number today? What is our spicy hotline?
Oh.
It's just O. Just call the number O. It'll go through the speed dial.
Yes, but you have to put it with a bit of that kind of O.
Yes, yes, yes.
You can text us on our text number, which is
69.
It is. Yeah, it's a quick one, but it comes straight to us.
Straight to.
Yes.
You'd have no idea how much money we had to pay to get that as our text number.
It was. How much was
it?
It
was a lot of money.
How much?
$69 million.
Wow. That's 69 with a lot of... Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Where the board has lit up like a...
Christmas tree.
Like a Christmas tree.
Got to get ready for a Christmas episode.
We do, yes. Ooh. We'll get planning.
Mm-hmm. As always.
As always.
Maybe the Papini sisters will come visit again.
Yeah. So, let's go to our first caller. Sorry for coughing in the microphone there, listener. Okay, you
we'll
can clear that.
Please. We'll clear that.
Please.
In post-production.
Will we?
Maybe.
Maybe. Hey.
Are you going to do the episode?
When is it being edited? In the next month?
Yeah.
So you've got your sheep on.
Yeah.
Cool. Yes.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yes.
I'll hold you to it. Alrighty. Here we go. Shall we go to caller number one?
Yeah, let's do that. We'll go on the line. Look, you've managed to call. Oh, you're on the line with us. You're with Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy. You're with Phil. Hello, Phil. You're with, Les.
That's your name.
That's my, I just always get lost with it. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello, who are you? I asked you a question.
My name is Rose.
Rose? Rose, what's your surname?
Emery.
Oh, cool, Rose.
Yes.
That's very clever. And Rose, here's your spicy question.
Yes.
Do you like to fuck?
Always.
Great. Thanks, Rose. Thanks for coming on. Let's go to our next caller, caller number...
Wow. Let's go to caller number two.
Sounds great.
Hello, caller number two.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
My name's Ori.
Hello, Ori. What's your surname, Ori? We're very formal here.
My surname is Ori. No, it's not. That's my first name. Gano.
Oh, yes. Mr. Oregano. Well, yes. Origato for being on our show, Mr. Oregano.
You're welcome.
Sounds a bit roboto.
It does, doesn't
Mr.
it?
Mr. Oregano.
Yes. Have you got a question for Mr. Oregano?
I do have a question. Hey, like Mr. Oregano,
yeah.
Do you like to fuck?
Yeah.
Wow, arigato.
Wow. Homo arigato, Mr. Oregano.
Yes. Thanks for coming on the line, Ori. Next caller, what have we got? Who's coming on? Give us a buzz. You've buzzed us. Here's your number. Hello, you would Les, Phil. Jeremy.
Hi.
Hello, who are you?
My name's Kane.
Kane?
Yeah.
And Kane, what's your surname?
Pepper.
Kane Pepper. Good to have you online. Hey, Kane, a question for you.
Yeah.
Are you listening? Yeah, you there? Yeah.
I'm still here.
Cool. It's a spicy question.
Oh, okay. Try me.
Do you like to be fucked?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Thanks, Kane. Great to have you online.
Wow, indeed. Chaos.
You know what time it is?
Fast and loose.
Fast and loose.
It's
slow and loose.
It's time for... What is the time for?
One, two, three, four, five, six, second snippet, sometimes a little bit more.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
It is SSS. Yes, we are back with this bonanza of a bloody segment. It's the SSS time.
We love the SS.
We love the SS and the S.
Oh, I love it.
Yes.
Brilliant.
It's so good to... Sorry.
It is simply the best.
It is better than... All the rest.
That takes us into our first song.
Here we go.
Let's have a listen to it right now.
You all know how this goes?
No.
Oh, cool. Me either. So let's
wonderful.
Play this.
What have they got to do?
Well, we play
a snippet. Yes.
They call up and they tell us what the next lyric is. It's a very simple concept, actually.
Alrighty. Call in on 0 or text us in on 69. Remember that.
Yep. Don't forget. Same number as before. We haven't
Here
changed.
Is our first song.
Good luck. You're simply the best.
Oh,
we have that's keeping you high and dry, this one.
Oh, that is giving me such blue balls.
Is it really? Is that what those are?
Yeah, well, you can see them in my earlobes.
I can, yes. They've got quite the
ball-bearing earrings.
Yes.
Lovely.
They suit you, though.
Thank you. They match my eyes.
They do.
My
ballsy
pants.
Eyes.
Ballsy eyes. Call us in right now.
Let's see who's on the line.
Hello, caller number 59.
Well, howdy, boys.
Hello, caller. What's your name?
My name is Cindy.
Hello, Cindy. What's your surname, Cindy?
Oh, my surname is Mon.
Wonderful, Cindy Mon.
Cindy Mon.
Wonderful to have you joining us today. Tell us, Cindy, what is the next line? What's the next word?
Well, do you
in
mind
this song?
If I sing it to you, boy?
Oh, I would love nothing more. This southern drawl.
You will like
I'm half masked. This is very Dolly Parton-esque.
Yeah. All right, boys. Let's go. I'm going to thwack you in your solar plexus. So hold on, boys. Here we go.
All righty. Take it away.
You're simply the best. You're better than all the rest. You can't quite see me. Oh, there's the answer.
Okay, I see. Is that the you can't quite see me? Is that also included in your answer? Or is that just because you were,
here's the thing. I was sitting at home here. I'm playing the guitar in my imagination.
I see.
Play the mind.
I'm going a little bit southern drawl now, too.
Can you not take the piss out of me?
No, it's endearing.
Oh, well, I guess so. Did you get my answer, boys?
Simply than all the best.
Not simply than all the best. Better than all the rest.
Oh, of course. How could I be so fucking stupid?
Do you need me to sing it again for you, boys?
No, I think we've got it.
Okie dokie.
Here we go. Ah, that's the wrong song. You're simply. That's a bit rough.
That is
absolutely that is, everybody, but also every boy and every girl.
That's it.
I think every boy and every girl is, you know,
included
in everybody. No, but she didn't really have to rub it in.
I feel like she's ahead of her time there.
Oh, yes.
She's, for those who are diverse in their gender,
oh,
they are not included in that.
Right, so it's actually being quite exclusive.
It's quite exclusive, and perhaps it's a...
Could be cancelled these days.
Well, I feel like she is saying, and tell me if I'm wrong here, that you're better, you're simply the best, you're better than all the boys and all the girls, but not better.
Ooh, than it's a those song that, for those
that's
people.
It, it's an anthem. It's
oh,
anthemic.
I like it.
Do you like
I like
that?
It. Well, sorry, Cindy.
Oh, boys, I messed up there, didn't I?
Look, you got the spirit
I
of the
song.
I
got the essence of the song. Does that get me some ham or wine?
Maybe we'll give you a little six-pack of Schafferhofer.
Oh, howdy, boys. I will down those Schafferhofers like they're going out of fashion.
Oh, well, you enjoy those.
Slip and slope. I'll see you soon, boys. Howdy. Yeah.
Good on you, Cindy.
Yeah, Cindy's awesome.
Wow, I love Cindy.
I love Cindy, and I'll forget about her, and she'll never come on the show again.
Oh, I hope she'll come back one
well,
day.
Well, why don't we go to our next caller?
Next caller, next segment. Next song, rather, not segment.
Oh, yes, next
Alrighty,
song.
There we go,
snippets.
Next song. Ooh.
I feel like every time we do this segment, we go... Ooh.
Well, I saw you about to do it, and I synchronized.
I like to synchronize.
Much like how we've synchronized our periods, yes. I synchronized
we
my
have, haven't
there.
We?
Yeah,
yes. Yes.
We've had to synchronize for many a year
that,
now.
Well, they come pretty frequently every 32 days.
Yeah. Well, exactly. That's very precise.
It is.
Yeah, I would have said about every month or so.
Oh, well, give or take.
Give or take a day or two.
Yeah.
But, yeah, 32 days is very good.
Yes.
Anyway, yes, caller number. What caller shall we go to?
I reckon, let's see. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch, we're going to go with caller two.
Oh, caller number two.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Hello, caller.
Hello, caller. Did you hear that?
I did.
And who are you?
My name is Basil.
Basil, what's your surname, Basil?
I'm just known by Basil. It's a single name, like Beyonce or Madonna.
Oh, like, yeah, Basil.
Basil.
Basil, now that is cool, Basil.
Wonderful.
I've considered doing that as well, actually, Basil. Have a listen to this. I've considered...
Oh, yes.
...changing my name from Phil...
What?
Here's something you don't know.
What?
Phil, my name's actually Phil as well.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yes.
It's a stage name.
It is a stage name.
Much like John Cleese.
Like John...
How he was John Cheese.
Well, that's it. I used to be called Phil.
Yes.
And then when we were both called Phil, I thought, we've got to change this for the show, so I've gone to Les. However, I'm considering changing
it back
to Phil.
Well, I've got something to tell you too.
No.
Yes. That would be wonderful.
Why?
I'd fully support that.
Oh, is that what you're going to say?
Yeah, I would.
Great.
That's it.
Oh, cool.
Nothing else. I just want to be supportive of my friend.
Maybe next week I'll try it.
The two Phils.
That's it.
Like the two Ronnies.
That's it. Exactly.
The filler show.
The fill. That's it. The fill-in show. The fill-in show.
Fill in with... We will fill you in.
We will fill you in.
Anyway, sorry about that, Basil.
Yes, Basil, sorry. Yes. Basil, you listened to the song there.
I did.
And what did you think was the next lyric? Wait, can you tell me who you think that song by, Basil?
I think you should tell us, Basil.
Yes, Phil, thank you for catching that. Basil, pop your pompon and tell me.
I'm here.
Yes, hello, Basil.
Basil.
Basil, tell me... Watch those bees, Basil. Basil, tell me, who's that song by?
That song
is
by...
Yes.
Elvis Presley.
Yes.
But it's remixed by JXL.
Now that is some information you have, Basil.
Yes.
Basil, tell us. I'm going to talk in staccato, like...
I was going to say.
Do you like it?
It's quite catching.
I'll try it a little more and see if I can get the S's in there as well. All right, Basil. Let's go. I think you might be right on that front, but I want to know what you think the next lyric is.
It is a little less conversation.
That's the current lyric.
A little more soccer.
More soccer?
Yes.
Soccer?
Good game of soccer. Or football.
So you're saying, stop talking, let's play some sport.
Exactly.
It's a sports song.
Indeed.
By Elvis Presley.
Gets you rammed up.
Yes, well.
Ready to go.
Why don't we check, Basil, to see if that is the case? Because I'd love it to be the case.
Let's see. Les, Phil, let's see, Basil, who's right.
Yeah, let's...
That's unfortunate there, Basil. The next lyric was a little less conversation, a little more dancing. Shibba dubba hubba dubba hibba da doo.
It was that. So, Basil, very sorry to have to say that you lose.
Oh, unfortunate.
It is unfortunate.
That's the way the cookie crumbles.
That's the way it was, as it were.
Thank you, Basil.
Spazzle, we'll see you later.
Spazzle
now.
That's a bit of... Wowee.
Phil, I know...
Spazzle.
You are pretty rough on our contestants, but that there is brilliant. We're keeping that in. Let's go to our final section.
Final song.
Yes, the final 6-second snippet.
Let me load that up.
No, we'll tell Jeremy.
Here we go. You know it's true. Everything I do. Oh,
yes,
very good.
Now, that's a tricky
I love
one.
It when I can see our recording and I see the laugh. It's just so rhythmic, that
it is,
in and
isn't
out.
It?
Beautiful.
It's so, yes, it's wonderful. Look at that. Laughter is the best medicine.
Indeed.
It is, except for which disease?
Venereal.
Yes, correct. Let's see who have we got on the line.
No laughing matter. Yes, who's on the line? Hello, dear caller number 71.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my name is Sue.
Hello, Sue. What's your surname, Sue?
My surname is Mac.
Wonderful to have you, Mrs. Mac.
Good to be on the line. Thank you for the correct title. Now,
tell me, Sue Mac.
Yes.
I'm just going to be careful that I don't start imitating you
as
well.
Don't do that. That's rude. That is very nasty to do.
Tell us, what is the next lyric in the song? Everything I do it for...
Yes. Okay.
For what?
Well, let
for
me
for free?
You. Can you stop putting words in my mouth?
For Ned Flanders?
Can you keep it down, please, Phil?
For fuck's sake?
Oh, Phil, that's so crass. Phil, listen, okay? Everything I do four times.
Oh, I see. You got to make sure it's done right.
It's about, yes, it's repetition.
Doing it right and it's, repetition.
That's correct. Four
times. Bit of rote learning.
I should say four times minimum.
Oh, okay. I see.
Maximum, no. Minimum, yes.
So your answer is everything I do it four times.
Yes.
Minimum.
Minimum, yes. Yes, it's a little wordy, but it's catchy, oh no.
Everything I do it four times minimum.
Yes.
All righty, let's
Can
have
we
a
see
listen
if I'm right?
Now.
Thank you let's, so much. Okay, go. Play.
You know it's true. Everything I do it for
rocks.
Quite long.
That's a long one.
But unfortunate there, Sumac. Everything I do it for Roxanne.
Right.
I don't know who Roxanne is.
I don't know who Roxanne is, which makes it very hard for me. This game is flawed, you know, boys.
I imagine perhaps Sting knows who Roxanne is.
Maybe Sting knows. I might call the police.
Yeah, see what they say.
Hey, a quick thing to say.
Yes.
Do you think that my answer is still incorrect, or do you think it's correct?
I do it four times. Everything I do it for Roxanne. I would say incorrect.
Ah, yes. Okay, I see where you're coming from.
Do you?
Not really. If I'm being honest, boys, I don't understand the concept of the game.
I think the concept is long faded and we've all forgotten it, but
I don't
we continue
understand.
And persist as is our want.
Oh, well, okay, boys, but thank you anyway for the opportunity to speak on your show and talk to your listeners.
Well,
because I feel like the message I'm trying to get across is very important.
And that message is?
The message is you should do lots of things, but when you do them repetitiously and make sure you get the essence of them within the four times minimum.
Okay, four times minimum.
I'd like you to...
That's what Margaret says to me. I have to
really?
Do that four times
really?
Minimum.
Really? She
yes.
says that, does she feel?
Yep.
Well, I think that's very crass for the radio. I don't think you should say that. Anyway, buy my book. It's called Everything I Do It Four Times Minimum, okay?
Okay.
That's from Sumac. You can't
Sumac.
You can't forget the name, okay?
In all good retailers.
Yes,
all good
it
book
is.
Retailers.
And it's also on Amazon. You can buy it cheaper there.
I'd just buy it from Kmart.
You can buy it from Kmart. Yes, Big W also stocks it if you
yeah,
need
a lot
it there.
Cheaper. Better than going to some, you know... Farrell's or something.
Oh, yes. And Dimox.
Robinson's bookshop.
Yes. Dimox is so expensive. QBD is so expensive. Angus and Robinson so expensive. You know, it's hard to buy books these days at a cheap price.
That Angus and Angus and Robinson, he's a goose. Angus. That's
yes.
what I say.
I see what you're saying there, Phil. And I think some people will find that funny. Others will not like it. I think it's quite funny, Phil. Well, your opinion does not count.
Wowee. Sue,
yes.
I've enjoyed having you on the show.
I've got one more thing to say.
Okay, Sue, please.
Are you listening?
Take up as much time as you want in our limited time.
What are you trying... Philip, are you trying to say that I'm talking too long? Is that something you're trying
no,
to...
No, 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 not at all,
It feels
Sue.
Like you're being a little confrontational for right now.
I'm just trying to place... where you're going with this. But I'm enjoying the ride.
Well,
I think if I focus too much on the destination, I don't enjoy the ride, and this ride is worth having.
Phil, you're talking a long time. I could have spoken that whole time.
See. Well, please, take it away, Sue.
No, I don't care anymore, boys.
Okay.
We'll jump her. She's done.
Wowee, sorry about
There's
that.
There's Sue Mac for you.
Sue Mac.
Sue Mac.
Don't come back.
Yes. Have a smack.
And... take some crack.
Crack, yes, yes. Wash your crack, more like. all that shit.
She's serving up a lot of flack.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, let's get back on track.
Yes, exactly. Enough of that snack. Let's go.
Enough of that smack.
I've got a segment.
Oh, yeah?
It's called...
Whack.
Whack.
No, whack is with it. It's called... And the segment as well.
Yes.
I believe that's a... what is that? A turkey...
Sorry, Phillips.
It's a turkey smack, isn't it?
You're thinking of a turkey... Oh,
it was like Big
turkey,
Brother or something.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a turkey smack. It was a turkey...
Turkey something.
Yeah, turkey...
Turkey whack?
Turkey... I don't turkey, know, turkey slap.
Turkey pat. Slap. Ah, we got yes.
there. Hey.
Worth it.
We got an email this week.
We got an e-flail, yes.
And they said, boys, I've got a DIY for you.
Yes, yes, a DIY. Probably... wrap things up, I'd say.
I think so, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Wonderful.
We'll roll with this. Listen, here's what they said in the email. Let me read that. Okay, they say, dear boys and girls.
Hopefully there's no autocorrect errors in this one.
There could be.
Oh, gosh.
I'd rather not. Well, I'll read it and see what it says.
Proofreading's gone down the drain with generations.
Shocking.
Oh, you know, relying on, you know, technology and all these services. Grammarly.
Yeah. Just
learn, get
your,
out of here,
learn
Grammarly.
Your P's and Q's and your
exactly.
ABC's and your XYZ's.
Oh, dot you your T's and cross your I's.
That's it. Dr. Knickerbocker, Knickerbocker, number 9.
He likes to dance and keep in time.
He does. And that'll really help you. So yep. Let me get back to the email.
Sorry, yes, the E-flow.
So it says, dear boys and girl, welcome me to the show. Well, that's a weird thing for them to say.
Well, welcome to the show, email.
The show. My name is Jan de Bont.
Hello, Jan de Bont.
Well, what interesting that Jan's emailed. Jan said, boys, I have yabbies in my yard, and they seem quite irate.
Oh, dearie me.
Do you have any solutions for a DIY segment?
Oh,
thanks, Jan.
Thank you, Jan. Thank you, Jan de Bont, for writing in.
That's it.
Well, Jan de Bont, I want to let the world know that we do have a solution for this.
We do.
And that solution is actually just a bit of salt water.
It is. Absolutely.
Saline solution.
Saline,
is what
yes.
I'd say.
Yes. You can get that from any chemist.
Yes, indeed. You can make your own, really.
Absolutely.
Boil some water, let it cool down, put
make
a little
sure
bit
cool
of salt
it
in
first.
It.
Yeah. Here's a little audio clip of us helping Jan de Bont out during, not this week, because we were busy. Now look at those yappies. You look very cross, don't you?
Oh, it's very irate.
Yes.
Poor little yappies. Here.
All right. Here. We are going to dunk you in this saline solution.
Here you go, little irate yappies. Yeah. Take this dunking, and yes. with that, the yes. power of Christ will be with you.
And you are blessed, my dear yappies. Be dunked.
And upon thee, God's glorious kingdom shall be bestowed.
Yes. We've got the power of Christ in this. In this bucket with you, boys. I want you to swim around with glee and just let you know that you are heard and you're listened to. They seem very relaxed, Phil.
They do.
They
listen very,
very relaxed. Thank you, Father Paul and Father whoever else was on the show that gave us that little script there to give to them.
That was wonderful. They're yes. good value, those
yeah,
boys.
Yeah.
Those men.
They are.
Those are holy men.
They are full of holes, those men.
Dude. Amen.
Amen.
And peace be with you.
And back to the boys in the studio. And you're back to us.
Wowee. That was lovely, wasn't it?
That was an ordinary.
Dunking those irate yabbies.
That's it.
Let me tell you, they are emerged.
They, yes.
From their submersion.
They have risen.
They are happy.
They are.
And they are still yabbies, but they are no longer irate.
No, they are not. They are enthusiastic.
Yes.
Yes.
Enthusiastic and consenting.
Yes, yes. My two favourite words.
Hey,
Phil.
Les.
Go.
Go.
Home.
Got him.
Love you.
I love you and leave you.
Have a good one.
Thank you. And to you too.
And to the listener. What do you say to them? What's your parting words for this week?
Parting words?
Could you give them a motto or a message to take home?
I would say buy low, sell high.
Yes, that's good.
That's my advice.
That's a great bit of advice.
Hey.
Hey.
You know, we used to talk over the outro?
Yeah.
Is this what this is now?
This is, well, I can hear the outro.
We'll just play it over just and
keep,
over again.
Yeah, just keep repeating it.
Love that.
I would say...
What's your motto?
I'd say Milo is a fantastic supermarket chain.
Oh, yes.
And if you can find any left, go to them.
I would rank them.
Yes.
Milo number one.
Yes.
NQR number two.
Yes.
Aldi's number three.
Yes. Keep going.
Oh, Richie's number four.
Yep. And
Foodworks number five.
Seven.
Coles is number seven.
What, six?
Woolworths.
Wow.
Number six.
It's pretty good. But little. We don't have any here.
Yeah, no. Say that's number eight. Tesco number nine.
Yeah.
Morrison's number 10.
Oh, I'd put that number one. That's my list. And how about Walmart?
Walmart, number 11.
Oh, cool. That's convenient. And number 12?
Costco.
Now we're talking. Not Costa.
No, no, Costa. No. He's number one in all our hearts.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, good.
Hey,
yep.
Thanks for joining us, Liam.
Thanks for joining us, too.
Yeah, me and Jez.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice of you to say. You're both looking at me. It's really nice. Yeah, thanks, boys. Yeah.
I know. We look at one eye each.
Yeah, I can tell.
You know, you've always had your eyes like a chameleon.
I do, yes. They're on very either side exciting. Of my head. Yeah. They're always looking around.
Well, yeah, never no escape.
Like a pigeon.
Hey, we're talking a long time over this outro.
Yeah, Les. Okay, have a good time, Phil.
Have a good time, Phil.